Chile is your home, the hottest hits, and it's not often that we get rock royalty. This guy is a founding KISS guitarist and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. His name is Ace Frehley. He's got this track out, Space Truckin'. Oh, yeah. From the release of Origins Volume 2. And he joins us right now, Ace Frehley. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, massive fan of KISS. How are you at the moment? How's everything in the States?
I'm terrific. I actually just got back from a doctor's physical. He gave me a clean bill of health, so that always feels good.
And obviously, you're doing a great Deep Purple song there, Space Truckin', and you are the space man. That's an awesome track, isn't it?
Yeah, I actually recorded that years ago, and it was really slated to go on Origins Volume 1 as well. Was the Animal song. We got to get out of this place. But, you know, they just didn't measure up to the other songs I had recorded. So, I put them on the back burner, gave them a second listen, you know, when it came time to do Origins Volume 2, redid the vocals, redid the guitar solos, tightened up the arrangements, and they ended up sounding great now. And I'm real happy with the way they sound on this new record.
Now, you've had a pretty stellar career so far. Like, I mean, you are, as Dan
said,
royalty.
Please enter your PIN followed by the pound or hash.
Hello.
What is going on?
Thank you.
Are we back?
Hi, Ace.
Hi, Ace.
It's Dan and Marie. We got cut off. We don't know what's going on.
Probably global warming.
That's definitely what's causing it. You've had a really stellar career. Like, you are rock royalty, as Dan said. What's been one of the biggest highlights for you over the years?
Well, one of the biggest highlights was playing three nights at Madison Square Garden, because I grew up in New York City. So that was a real special treat, selling out three nights at Madison Square Garden. You know, my parents and family were backstage, and that always sticks in my mind first. That and the release of our first album, you know. And the first time I heard myself on the radio, that always sticks in my mind as well.
And now you played on the radio all around the world. And we've actually brought in a special guest, Nick here from the Wolf Brothers, which are up there like KISS as one of the great bands of all time. Nick Wolf, he's a massive fan of yours.
Hey, Ace. A real honour to meet you, mate. Hey, yeah. It's not every day you get to talk to a guitar hero. You're actually a guitar hero to my guitar heroes. I know Pantera were massive fans of you. But who was, if you had to choose one, like, guitar hero, who would it be?
Probably off the top of my head, I'd say Jimmy Page. I was just a huge fan of Led Zeppelin. I saw Led Zeppelin's first New York appearance at the Fillmore East in Greenwich Village in New York City when I was about 17, and they just blew me away.
And you're known for the, like, elaborate live performances, like fire breathing, blood spitting, I believe some smoking guitars, maybe a giant dragon will turn up at some stage. When did the, like, pyrotechnics and the theatrical stuff start coming in, Ace?
Well, it started from the very beginning, you know. Like, the first special effects guitar I invented was the smoking guitar. And then after that, I came up with the light guitar that I used in New York Groove. Then I developed a rocket guitar that blew up things in the lighting truss, and I think the last special effects guitar I invented was on the reunion tour, where I had a pinwheel on the end of the guitar during the solo in Rock and Roll All Night that I came up with. So, you know, I've been an innovator from the very beginning with guitar special effects.
Well, you're basically a celebrity crush for a lot of people, but who's your celebrity crush?
Well, I mean, like, I was so influenced by the whole English invasion as a teenager when I was learning how to play guitar. You know, people say to me, excuse me, people say to me, you never took a guitar lesson. I said, well, I didn't have to. I learned from the best. You know, Jimmy Page, Jeff Beck, Eric Clapton, Pete Townsend, George Harrison, and Keith Richards.
Wow, that's some, there's some pretty
those
talented
are the guys
people.
That taught me how to play.
Yeah, Hendrix taught me how to play. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's pretty good. So's this man, Nick Wolf, from the Wolf Brothers. He's just as good.
Man, I'm just dumbfounded. I don't get to talk to guitar heroes very often, so I don't even know what to say to you.
it baffles my mind how many guitar players I've influenced. You know, if I realized early on in my career I would have influenced so many guitar players, I probably would have practiced more, but
Well, you pretty much put on that Les Paul guitar, turn the volume up to 11, and absolutely smash out some thick pulses from the old axe. What was it like picking up a guitar for the first time? Was it like a light bulb moment where you went, this is what I want to do?
Yeah, I grew up in a family of all musicians. My mother and my father, my older brother and older sister all played piano. And then subsequently my brother and sister put together a folk band who were doing, you know, songs by the Byrds and Peter Paul and Mary and that kind of stuff, which I didn't really find that appealing. But, you know, my brother taught me some simple, easy chords. And then I've got an electric guitar for Christmas that year. And the first time I hit a power chord, you know, with an amplifier on 10, you know, I was in love. I knew this was it for me. No piano, guitar. Electric guitar.
Yes, and we don't see enough of it these days.
No.
Well, we can't wait to listen to Origins Volume 2. Ace Frehley, thanks for joining us. Doing a lot of Led Zeppelin on there. You got the Rolling Stones, the Kinks. And we'll see you in Australia once this whole lockdown's over and it's all back to normal, and we'd love to see you on stage again.
I'd love to come back as soon as things settle down, you know. Australia's always been great to Kiss. I'll never forget in 1980 when we got the key from the Lord Mayor in Sydney.
Well, next time we'll try and get you the key to Launceston.
And the monkey part.
Okay. You guys have a great day.
You too, Ace Frehley.
Thanks, Ace. Thanks
legend.
Very much.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.